This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said he is honoured to stand before the elected representatives of a proud democracy like Trinidad and Tobago. During his address to the Joint Assembly of the Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Modi said democracy is way of life for India and not just a political system.
In India, we admire their leadership, grit and determination. They are living symbols of the relationship between our countries, built on shared roots and shared dreams. Distinguished members, both our nations rose from the shadows of colonial rule to write our own stories with courage as our ink and democracy as our pen.
He said India and Trinidad and Tobago share a relationship rooted in centuries-old bonds.
The relationship between our two countries is based on the foundation of centuries-old bonds. 180 years ago, the first Indians arrived on this land after a long and hard journey. Oceans away, the Indian beats blended beautifully with the Caribbean rhythm. Here, Bhojpuri found harmony with Creole. Dalpudi met doubles and tabla met the steel pan.
Earlier, President Christine Carla Kangaloo of Trinidad and Tobago conferred nation's highest national award, the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. After receiving the award, Prime Minister Modi said he is honoured to be conferred with the country's highest national award. He said he accepts it on behalf of 140 crore Indians.
Sarvochcha Rashtriya Samman, the Order of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago se sammanit kiye jane par main aapka, aapki sarkar ka aur aapke logon ka hriday se bahut bahut aabhar vyakt karta hu. Ye samman hamare dono deshon ki shashwat aur gahan mitrata ka prateek hai. Main is samman ko 140 crore bharatvasiyon ki or se एक साझा गौरव के रूप में स्वीकार करता. इस सम्मान का पहली बार किसी फॉरेन लीडर को दिए जाना हमारे विशेष संबंधों की गहराई को दर्शाता है. यह सम्मान हमारे साझा इतिहास और सांस्कृतिक धरोहर पर आधारित है. 180 साल पहले भारत से जो लोग यहाँ आए थे उन्होंने हमारी मित्रता की नींव रखी थी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Buenos Aires later tonight after a successful visit to Trinidad and Tobago. The Prime Minister will be in Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. In his departure statement before embarking on the ongoing five-nation tour that aims to strengthen India's engagements with the Global South, Prime Minister called Argentina a key economic partner in Latin America and a close collaborator in the G20. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke with the chief ministers of Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh in the wake of heavy rainfall in different parts of the country. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said adequate numbers of NDRF teams have been deployed in the states for the people in need and more reinforcements can be sent as and when required. He assured the state chief ministers of all possible assistance from the central government. Russia has launched fresh massive aerial attacks on Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today announced that Russia has launched one of the largest scale air attacks against Ukraine in recent times. India took a first innings lead of 180 runs by dismissing England for 407 after a strong fight back by middle order batters Harry Brook and Jamie Smith on day three of the second test of Edgbaston, Birmingham today. Earlier, India posted a mammoth 587 run total in the first innings against host England yesterday. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand and West Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani said that the monsoon rain will increase over western Himalayan region, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand from tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.